You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, on this Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you. Our gratitude to all the men and women who have worn the uniform, not just in the state of Wisconsin, but all across the country and around the world, representing and protecting the United States of America. Live here from the world headquarters in downtown Madison of Civic Media at the intersection of State and Fairchild. A beautiful day, Aaron Zommers. Should we take a look at the old Sam Davison street cam? Look at that. Beautiful out there. Sun is shining across golden leaves here on State Street as a bus just ran a red light. No, not really. I'm just kidding. I believe it is following the traffic signal. So we're all okay. Fine there, Aaron. But we went over to Wonder State, got a little coffee before the show, Zommers, and it's a beautiful fall day.
Very much so. Yeah. And, you know, it's not crazy windy. You're not going to get knocked over walking across the street.
I think it's supposed to warm up into the upper 50s. Partner, as they say, hit 60. Before tapering back off this weekend.
So that's what
I've
seen,
that time of year. It's that time of year. It's a fall time of year. Great show lined up for you today. Invite you to stay with us the entire time. I think you're going to be informed and hopefully a little entertained as well. You learned something along the way. It is Veterans Day. We have, for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, what used to be Twitter, X, Twix, whatever you want to call it. We have an American flag on the set here behind us in remembrance and thanksgiving to all of those who served. And going to be talking about Veterans Day here with our friend Terry Barr in just a moment. And then at the bottom of the hour, after Pam Yonke's Midwest Farm Report, a very special guest in person. We love it when that happens here in the studio. We have Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is going to be in, and maybe the most interesting title that she has today is Registered Nurse. That's right. Our Lieutenant Governor is a registered nurse, and so she understands healthcare particularly well from a personal level. She is going to be here helping us talk through and understand the ramifications on Wisconsinites after what's happening with the government shutdown in Washington, D.C., and the refusal by Republicans thus far to extend the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, and what that means to Wisconsinites, how they can navigate that. And, oh, yes, by the way, she's running for Wisconsin governor. We'll catch up with her on the campaign trail as well. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But right now, we are joined by our friend, our colleague. She is so gracious enough to be the announcer for this show, but more importantly, she's a multi-Emmy award-winning journalist. Our very own Terry Barr joins us via StreamYard. Terry, how are you?
Hi there, Todd and Zommers. It's great to be here with you guys. Thank you for asking me to join you, and I'm doing great. How about both of you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's always great to have you along. You're one of our favorite people, and you've been with us since the beginning, and I appreciate the support on this show and all you do for us. And Sholly Pittman, our news director, she works so hard every day and sends us internally what's going on in the company. And I didn't realize this until I read Sholly's memo today. I came upon this reporting that you have done on Veterans Day and the link it has to Wisconsin. And I'm like, holy crap, I got to see if Terry would come on the show. And you were kind enough to do it on short notice. So thank you for doing this.
Oh, it is no problem. And honestly, it is my honor to be able to share this story with you and all the things I found out about this Wisconsin connection that seems to have been lost to history a bit. So I'm glad that we are able to share this with all the listeners and those watching on all the various streams and things. This is a great story.
It's a little known story, a little known history. Yeah. A man named Harvey Higley. Tell us, Terry, how did you come to report this, to write on it? Did you know about this? How did you come to find it?
Well, it's one of those where you're digging and digging because you want something different. You want to be able to tell somebody else's Veterans Day story, but not, you know, the same way maybe you've done it in the past. So as I was digging, I found out the Wisconsin Alumni Association had also been doing a little digging to try to find different stories about people in every single county of the state, and some ended up having some interesting Veterans Day stories. So here we go. Here comes Harvey Higley from Marinette County. He went to UW-Madison, and then Todd Pritchard with the Wisconsin Alumni Association was kind enough to give me the first part of the history about Harvey. Let's take a listen to that. Honestly, the background here is incredible. What can you tell us about Harvey Higley?
Yeah, Harvey is an amazing guy and has an impact on us every year, and nobody knows about it. So, a little background. Harvey graduated from the University of Wisconsin in 1915, and just 2 years later, he found himself in the battlefields of France. He went over for World War I, and it left such an indelible impression on him. The bravery, the sacrifice of those Americans that went over to fight in World War I, he never forgot that. He never forgot the horrors that he saw there, the bravery, and it really became just embedded in the rest of his life. So he survived the war. He came back. He worked for Ansell Chemical in Marinette for many, many years, later became the president. But he never forgot the men that he saw so bravely fight in World War I. So he really dedicated the rest of his life to helping those men and women and making sure that they weren't forgotten. He went on to become he was the commander of the American Legion in Wisconsin right at the beginning of World War II. He was part of the Eisenhower administration. He became the administrator of Veterans Affairs. And he took on that role right as the World War II was ending, right? This was, I think he became part of that administration in 1953. He took on that role right as World War II obviously had ended and the Korean War was still going on. So that was the time in American history where we had the most veterans to take care of. And unfortunately, there were a lot of financial issues going on in the country. We had just fought a major war. We're still in another war, right? And so he really fought hard to make sure that those veterans got the benefits that they were promised and that they deserved.
That's Todd Pritchard with Wisconsin Alumni Association on the life of Harvey Higley and being reported by our Emmy Award-winning journalist, Terry Barr. Terry, and I want to remind people that this entire interview is over 10 minutes long. They can find this entire story, the interview, at civicmedia.us, where this is, the entire thing is. But what a remarkable background here on a guy that I didn't know existed until your reporting.
Isn't it? I mean, I said incredible as I was talking to Todd about this story. And it really is. I was so glad that he and I could kind of dive into this together to see what we could both dig up. And then when we found that tie into UW-Madison, it just became a great story for Todd and I to share together. You know, Harvey, while he was the administrator of Veterans Affairs, he's also the one that created and had the bill signed for the GI Bill so that people could go back to school when they returned from service. He also made sure the veterans' hospitals would allow African-American soldiers in for treatment. So he did a lot of things, but then he also took aim, if you will, at November 11th. And there's a little history behind this, too. So I'll have Aaron play that for us.
This is Todd Pritchard, the Wisconsin Alumni Association, on how Harvey Higley picked November 11th.
Yep. Yeah. So, Terry, he ended up he thought, how can we really dedicate a day to veterans? And there wasn't anything like that, right? So November 11th for 50 plus years was always known as Armistice Day. It was the day that World War I ended. If you're a history buff like me, you probably remember learning in school. It was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. But it was always known as Armistice Day. It was a day to remember the end of World War I. But there was no day to honor veterans. So he felt like, you know, this needs to be, in our vernacular that we use these days, it needs to be rebranded. It needs to be changed. We need to reframe this day to make sure that we're remembering the men and women who have sacrificed throughout American history. So he got together with a congressman from Kansas, Ed Reese, through Congressman Reese's influence, and then, of course, Harvey Higley's continued influence with the Eisenhower administration. They got together and created a bill to change Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And that's what we celebrate now every year.
Todd Pritchard of the Wisconsin Alumni Association in conversation with our own Terry Barr, who joins us via StreamYard here. Terry, the more I hear in this interview about this guy, Harvey Higley, maybe I didn't pay attention in my Wisconsin history class, but to think about, here's a guy who helped start the GI Bill, who integrated people of color into Veterans Affairs and getting services. And now being so integral in making Veterans Day the name, as he said, the brand, wow. And it all comes from Wisconsinite.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we talked about when Todd and I from Wisconsin Alumni Association were talking, he said, too, and I agree, the more that we could find about Harvey Higley, the more couldn't believe the things he did to help veterans. And of course, he was one himself, but he just believed so much that these people that have gone and, you know, served our country, and we are so grateful to them. He just didn't think they had enough. So yeah. I just love this story. I'm so glad that we were able to dig out a Wisconsin piece and to be able to share this with everybody. It's just so great.
Really,
I feel bad, Todd, because Todd Pritchard said many people have known nothing about this. He's not mentioned in the museum in Wisconsin. And now I think Todd is hoping that maybe we can get attention to this. Yeah. And not only can he be remembered in his hometown of Marinette, but in Wisconsin as well.
And we're going to, and through Terry's great work here reporting, we're going to continue this story and find out why this has been overlooked. Todd Pritchard will tell us that on the other side. Going into break and out of break for this hour, we are going to be playing all of the Service Academy songs as our bumper music, as they say. So the first one up here is to honor our veterans in the United States Army. As we go to break, in honor of all those that served in the Army, stay tuned. The Todd Oliveball Show continues here on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our own Terry Barr, as we think of and honor all of our veterans on this Veterans Day 2025.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. On this Veterans Day 2025, we honor all of the service academies and the branches of the military on this Veterans Day. As ours, that was the Navy, is that correct?
Yes, Anchors Away, performed by the U.S. Navy Band.
All right, very good. Thank you, Zomers. Appreciate him. On top of it, as always, we're also joined by our friend, our colleague, the multiple Emmy Award-winning journalist, Ms. Terry Barr, joins us on the stream. We're so thankful to have her as a part of this show and a part of this network. She has done extraordinary reporting, bringing us, in her terms, a slice of Wisconsin on this Veterans Day. You can, and please, go to civicmedia.us to read this story. It's called Rediscovering a Wisconsin Man's Story. He gave us Veterans Day. It's the story of Harvey Higley. And Terry, I just want to start with a point or a question from a listener. Scott in Madison on WMDX says, I'm a bit confused. So this guy basically created Veterans Day as a Wisconsinite, but Wisconsin still doesn't recognize it as a federal holiday. And we're the only ones? You point this out, yes. Terry. That's correct.
Yeah. 49 states are celebrating their actual state as a Veterans Day holiday today. But Wisconsin, no. There is a bill in front of lawmakers right now that includes a couple of other measures that would also be for veterans care, but it's sitting there, Todd.
I'm all for the state mineral, the state microbe now, and all this. Let's have Veterans Day be an official holiday first. That would be my take on that.
And we might know more about Harvey Higley if we had Veterans Day in Wisconsin, because he's not recognized anywhere except for making it a national holiday.
That's incredible. Let's get to this. We'll make sure we get to it. More of your interview with Todd Pritchard, the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
I have something, too, that's really fun that's in the story that I dug up. President Eisenhower wrote Higley a note and basically said, I want to let you know I signed the proclamation today and I'm calling upon all citizens to observe November 11th, 1954 as Veterans Day. And he said, I wholeheartedly believe in observing this. And
that's awesome.
What a note to get from the president to know what you did is meaningful. But again, the question is, how have we not known about this?
Absolutely. Here's more with Todd Pritchard and Terry Barr.
You know, that's a great question, Terry. I think that sometimes that happens with history. Sometimes there are these people, these moments that kind of fade into the background. And we at the Alumni Association, we love telling stories about our alumni, discovering what our alumni have done. And this was part of a project that we were looking at different alumni that we could highlight from around the state. And we were looking for folks out of Mariner County that had the alumni that had an impact. So when the story of Harvey came up, he left a pretty major footprint. You know, like I said, he was a commander for the American Legion. He was the Republican chair for Wisconsin, chair of the Republican Party here in Wisconsin for many, many years. So it wasn't like he was unknown. And of course, his work in Mariner County, you know, in the private sector, you know, people know about that. You know, he was a humble man. He didn't like step into the limelight very often. He didn't, you know, these days we're in a whole different world where people are always, you know, tooting their horn for better or worse. You know, Harvey was, it wasn't about him. It was about the honor and the sacrifice that he wanted to remember every year. And so I just think it kind of got lost because, you know, Harvey just didn't make a very big deal about it. But of course, it's become such an important day now. And even as time went on, you know, it became even more important. Obviously, we went through the Korean War. We went through Vietnam. We've gone through the Gulf Wars. There are all these veterans who deserve to be honored and their sacrifice remembered, right? And so long after Harvey passed away in I believe in 1986, but long after he's gone, this day will be ingrained in our culture, a way to remember every veteran. So yeah, lost to history, refound.
That is Todd Pritchard from the Wisconsin Alumni Association in conversation with Terry Barr, who joins us right now on the story of Harvey Higley, a Wisconsinite that, Terry, in my opinion, we should be putting a statue up for this guy.
Isn't it it is. It's incredible. That's like my best word to describe this whole thing after digging into it with. And he does. He deserves to be remembered because he puts so much time in to make sure that all of our military members are always remembered and honored. So I love what you're saying, Todd. Maybe we can all get together and make something happen.
Yeah, I think. Well, we have our next guest, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez. She might be able to do something about that. So we maybe ask her about that. Terry, great reporting as always. I thank you for taking the time to coming on this on the show on short notice. I hope everybody goes to civicmedia.us and reads "Rediscovering a Wisconsin Man's Story." He gave us Veterans Day the day of the story of Harvey Higley by our own Terry Barr. Awesome job, Terry. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate you.
And thank you and Zomers. I'm so appreciative to both of you for wanting to share this story.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. We go to break with another salute to one of our services, Air Force. The official song of the Air Force, the branch of the military on this Veterans Day. Come on back after Farm News, Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez right here talking about the Affordable Care Act and Veterans Day. More after this across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media Radio Network, 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this Veterans Day, 2025, of course, the 11th of November, 2025. We are honoring all the branches of our military this hour on this Veterans Day. That, of course, is the very recognizable theme of the U.S. Marine Corps. So probably my personal favorite one. And one of our favorite people to have on this show. She's been on several times before. We appreciate her making time for us in the state of Wisconsin on this Veterans Day. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joining us here in studio. We love it when that happens. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for coming on, and happy Veterans Day to everyone.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, and we talk about that. We were talking to Terry Barr, our colleague here, just before on the story of this guy, and for those not watching on the stream, I brought up to the Lieutenant Governor, I said, have you heard of this guy, Harvey Higley? And she said, oh, that's the guy that went from Armistice to Veterans Day. This is why she's a Lieutenant Governor, you understand? So you've heard about this guy.
I did. I have heard about him. I can't remember where I learned it from. Maybe it was school. Maybe it's a good Wisconsin education.
A public education,
yeah.
Right? So the quick question is, and we talked about this with Terry, Wisconsin's the only state in the union that doesn't recognize Veterans Day as a state holiday. Can we get that changed?
Yes. Yes,
right?
We should get it changed. Absolutely. Yes, we
I'm
should get it
changed.
I'm
all for the state month one and all that.
Yeah.
But shouldn't we be doing this first?
I know. There's many things that I think we can do to honor our veterans in the state of Wisconsin, and that is one of the things that we should be able to do.
You said you came from one of your favorite events earlier of the year. One of the things you get to do as Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah.
Tell us what that is.
So I went to a Veterans Day event, and the gentleman who put it on, Mr. Otto, is 93 years old, and he is a veteran, and he's been doing it at this school for over 25 years. Every year, he has been putting on this amazing Veterans Day event. So the kids sing songs, he invites veterans from the community in, and the kids make gifts for the veterans, and then they have different speakers come in, and I've been able to do it the last 3 years in a row. I would never, ever want to disappoint Mr. Otto. Absolutely not.
But isn't that one of the cool things? Because I remember being in middle school and particularly high school in Richland Center, and we would have these school assemblies. Mm-hmm. And you would have, at that time, back in the 80s, we still had, you know, World War One and two veterans up there. Mm-hmm. And now, certainly not World War One, but even our World War II veterans are getting scarce. But for the younger generations to appreciate the sacrifices made by the men and women, I think that's so important.
I absolutely think it's still important. And it's personal for me. My dad served in the Navy during Vietnam, came home, you know, but fixed telephones for Wisconsin Bell. But his service was so important to him. He was post commander of his American Legion post. I kind of joke, I knew more about flag protocol at 8 years old than any child should possibly know. But yeah, he was also on the honor guard for military funerals. I mean, this was service and sacrifice was really, really important to him.
According to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, there are approximately 331,340 veterans in the state of Wisconsin, makes up about 7.4% of the state's adult population. That's from World War II until now. Again, there's veterans in the state dealing with homelessness or housing problems. What can the state, should the state be doing if you were governor in a future Rodriguez administration? What would be your goals to helping Wisconsin's veterans?
So right now, even the budget we have right now, there were about $500 million in investments into veterans, whether that's housing, healthcare, some of the veterans' homes that we were able to keep funded. But we need to do more. We also need to make sure that we have mental health funding for veterans. We know that when they come back into, you know, coming back into civilian life, it can be a really difficult transition for them. So trying to make sure they have the resources that they need to get jobs, that we are able to have programs that acknowledge the skills that they've been able to get within the military, and how does that transfer into civilian life? We've been working with a couple of different philanthropies who are trying to make sure that we can have military veterans become nurses. We know that there's a huge need for nurses in the state of Wisconsin, and you've got individuals who have a skill set from the military. Why can't they apply some of that into a bachelor's degree in nursing?
100%. As my aunt was a longtime OBGYN nurse here at St. Mary's in Madison, so I have a special place for registered nurses, of which you are one. No offense, but the most important title you bring to the show today is not Lieutenant Governor, but that of Registered Nurse.
Yeah.
And I know that there are, I've had texts from people already today saying, I want to listen into this because of the goofiness, my words, happening in Washington, D.C. with the government shutdown, largely the Republicans not wanting to find a solution forward. But now Democrats were holding out to try to get an extension of tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. Now it seems like there was eight Democrats that said we're moving forward without that. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin, put a bill under a motion on the floor yesterday to extend it for 1 year. That got shot down. Mm-hmm. And there's as you well know, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, there's a lot of apprehension. I heard from one person today who I know, who is on the Affordable Care Act. He said, Todd, I know it's sitting in my inbox. I'm scared to look at what it's going to go up to.
Yeah.
What would you say to people across the state? What should they do at this point?
It was so disappointing and frustrating for me. I did put a statement out about it that I really think that they should have held the Republicans' feet to the fire to make sure that these subsidies were going to continue, because you're looking at 100% increase. They're doubling their premiums on the marketplace. And these are small business owners. These are independent contractors. These are folks who aren't getting their insurance through their employer, and they're going to have to pay so much more money that many of them are going to choose to go without health insurance. And if you think that does not affect you and me, who may be on a commercial plan through our employer, it absolutely does. Because when we have less people insured, they're going to go to the emergency department when they're way sicker than they need to be. And those costs are going to be borne by everybody across the state. So it is going to be increasing healthcare costs for every single person in Wisconsin if they do not make sure that those subsidies continue to exist.
And you and I would probably see mostly eye to eye on the politics of this. But I think for most Wisconsinites, from what I'm hearing, as you travel around the state, now you've been traveling around the state running for governor next year, I think the average gal and guy would be like, I don't care. This is why I'm sick of politics. Nothing gets done. but I got to figure out my health care for this year. As a registered nurse who works with this every day, what's your, I know you're not giving people legal advice, but what's your best advice as a nurse, as a lieutenant governor of the state? The reality is, it is what it is. These premiums probably aren't going to change now. What can people do to afford health care in this state?
It's going to be a huge problem for folks. And I do think that they need to call their federal representatives to let them know how much this is going to hurt their families. I would caution people not to go without health insurance, because you never know if you're going to have that accident. You never know what's going to be happening in the future. And you want to make sure that you are being taken care of for your chronic condition so they don't become more serious later and cost a whole lot more. There are clinics out there that will work with you on a sliding scale fee. There's federally qualified health centers within most parts of the states of Wisconsin. So if people are struggling to be able to afford what they need, working with those health centers is something that they can do as well. But the reality is that this is a failure of the Republican leadership in the federal government to not extend these subsidies. It is an absolute failure. And it not only is going to affect people's health care, but it's going to affect the economy in the state of Wisconsin. So if you think about it, if you're not taking care of your diabetes, if you're not taking care of your high blood pressure, are you going to be able to work 40 hours a week? Are you going to be able to do what you need to do to support your family? So these are going to be all, I know it feels like it's just about healthcare, but these are pillars that are holding up our community. And we knock one of those over, the other pillars are going to fall.
We're talking to Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. She also happens to be running for governor next year. We're going to get to the campaign here in a bit. But I want to talk a little bit more about this Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, in the state of Wisconsin. Last time I checked, and Bob Lang is the head of the Fiscal Bureau of the state of Wisconsin, nonpartisan fiscal. I haven't talked to Bob lately. Last I knew, the state still had around a $4 billion-ish surplus. I think some Wisconsinites are saying, okay, why doesn't Governor Evers do something? I know this is a feeling out here, because they see Trump do this all the time, or do things they signed. Why doesn't the governor sign an executive order to take part of that $4 billion and make up the difference for Obamacare in Wisconsin?
So, unfortunately, he doesn't have that ability to be able to do that. So we have a Republican-led Senate, a Republican-led Assembly, and they were even unwilling to go into that surplus when we were looking at people not having their food share benefits, where we were taking literal food out of children's mouths this last month, and they didn't even want to use the dollars for that. So that's upsetting to me, that they wouldn't want to support their own constituents who may need SNAP benefits. It's called food share here in Wisconsin. It's a huge challenge for the governor, and to have a hostile legislature that's uninterested in helping everyday people afford the things they need to be able to thrive or even just survive.
I appreciate it, because thanks for explaining that. I knew it, but I wanted to have people hear it from you, because of all the misinformation out there, I think there are people in the state who really believe, because they see Trump do it on the news, that Governor Evers can do this. He doesn't have the legal power to do these executive orders here in the state of Wisconsin.
He does not. He does not have the power to pull from that surplus without the legislation from the legislature.
A couple of minutes left here before we step away, but I know you're with us to the top of the hour. Explain to people, because this gets so confusing to Wisconsinites, Badger Care versus Obamacare, or Badger Care versus the Affordable Care Act.
So Badger Care is Medicaid in the state of Wisconsin, and the people who are on Medicaid have to meet some income limits to be able to qualify for it. Vast majority of people on Medicaid are kids and older adults who perhaps are in a nursing home. My father, I talked to you about him, Vietnam veteran, worked every day of his life, worked the Friday before he got diagnosed with Alzheimer's on a Monday. He was on Medicaid at the end of his life. And it was such a blessing for our family not to have to worry about those costs. So when you're talking about people who are on Badger Care or Medicaid, these are folks who really need it. They need to be able to access this health care. Again, vast majority are kids and older adults. So that's Medicaid or Badger Care. And then you've got the Affordable Care Act, where we have insurance that you can get on the exchange. And so you're able to get on the exchange and get your insurance yourself if you're not getting it through your employer or you don't qualify for Medicaid. But they will push you towards Badger Care or Medicaid if you do qualify for it. So you're talking about independent booksellers, you're talking about restaurant owners, you're talking about, you know, people who have small businesses and need to cover themselves. I mean, those are the folks who are using the Affordable Care Act and getting subsidies to be able to afford their premiums. The one thing we have not done in the state of Wisconsin is expanded Medicaid. And that's about 90,000 people, about 60,000 who are probably 30,000 who are uninsured.
Which
today.
Most of the other states in this country have done.
All of them except 10.
Right. We're going to talk more about the Lieutenant Governor has my ratty wallet.
Yeah.
I have a Forward health card. Yep. Not too many years ago. I used this. Otherwise, I would not have health care in the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
Come back and talk about that. And also Lieutenant Governor's bid to become the governor of the state of Wisconsin. We'll be back after this. But first, the theme from the United States Coast Guard on this Veterans Day 2025. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media. Ready now.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Veterans Day, November 11th, 2025, now 7 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. If you're saying, what's that song? Don't worry, it's a newer one. That is the song for the United States Space Force, our newest branch of military. Zomers, I can't remember the guy. We had a guy, we were on one of the university campuses in Wisconsin. He was going into the Space Force here in Wisconsin. So
yeah, I believe so. I don't remember the name either.
Yeah, newer. We honor our veterans, all of our veterans, men and women who have worn and continue to wear the uniform. And we are delighted and honored to be joined by Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez here in the studio on this Veterans Day. As, of course, she's running for Wisconsin governor in the 2026 Democratic primary. Lieutenant Governor, I wanted to just finish up on this Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's known, mm-hmm. and Badger Care. And I still keep this Forward health card. When not very many years ago, when I had a small business, I would have been without health care if not for this safety net. So I keep it as a reminder, there by the grace of God go I.
Exactly.
And we are all going to go through times when we need assistance. Talk to us from a woman's perspective on postpartum in this state.
Yeah, so we are one of 10 states that hasn't expanded Medicaid overall to single adults who have low income, but we are one of only 2 states that has not expanded Medicaid for 12 months postpartum, us and Arkansas. And Arkansas is, I think they're working on it, so we could be the last one. And I said this earlier, but if you want to know why leadership matters in the Assembly and the Senate, the Senate passed legislation to expand 12 months postpartum with only one no vote. In the bill for the Assembly, the number of Democrats and Republicans who signed on to that bill, if it would have been brought to the floor, it would have passed. Robin Voss refused to bring the bill to the floor. Very frustrating.
We just
need different leadership.
I mean, even the Republicans in the Senate, the majority of them were on board with this.
They were.
And so for one person to hold this entire thing up, and there are women across the state who are suffering because of one person in Robin Voss, I don't get it, but
yeah,
I'm not going
to
solve that
today. To be clear, nationally 40% of babies are born on Medicaid. So we want to make sure that those babies, those moms, have a good start in life. And that's what that 12 months postpartum can do.
I mean, Republicans are very concerned about life until it's here. until they're born, it seems like. And then it's kind of like, you know, you're on your own. But that's a different kettle of fish, as they say. Talk to us very quickly about SNAP benefits.
Yep.
All the back and forth. I thought the Governor Evers had a brilliant move when there was that small window, legal window, when the court said, yes, the Trump administration had to release federal dollars for SNAP or food shares, as it's called here in Wisconsin. The governor did it. Hours later, they said no. Now the president wants that back. Governor Evers had a one-word response: no.
Yeah, yeah. Great response. No, absolutely. I mean, they have money to give billionaires and trillionaires tax breaks to buy their fourth yacht, but they don't have enough money to be able to fund food for children. I don't understand the logic in that. I mean, these are hungry people. These are people who need these dollars to put food on the table. We have seen our food pantries across the state have seen exponential rise in people coming, being very, very nervous about being able to afford something to eat. And that's what they're trying to do. They actually went to the court system to say, no, no, I don't want to fund SNAP benefits. I don't want to fund food share. I don't want to have kids have food on the table. I mean, that is just cruel.
100% agree. A shout out, though, to all of our Wisconsinites who are stepping up to help support those food pantries across the state of Wisconsin. You're running for Wisconsin governor. You are lieutenant governor. Yes. Running for Wisconsin governor. Marquette Law School poll. It's too early. Nobody cares about numbers, I don't think. What people do care about is the money. You're leading the Democrats on fundraising. How is it going on the campaign trail? We've got a minute and a half left.
Yeah, it's been going really well. I'm getting a lot of positive responses. I've had endorsements in all 72 counties because I want to be a governor for the entire state. And I'm doing a listening tour in every single county in the state of Wisconsin during this primary because I do think it's important that you can't lead unless you listen. I do think I'm the best person to try to get across the finish line this August because I'm the best person to be able to beat Tom Tiffany in November. You know, I'm a nurse by background, but I've also been an executive within a large healthcare system and a Fortune 100 company. I do have that executive experience as well as lieutenant governor. But I also live in Ruby Red Waukesha and was able to flip an assembly district from red to blue. I'm the only one in the field who's been able to do that. And those are the kind of things that I want to bring to the table. And I'm going to be focusing on the economy, whether it's accessible, affordable health care. Goodness, cost of housing is out of control, particularly in Madison. It's really, really rough.
Tell me about it.
cost of childcare, if you can even find it, if you can get yourself off the wait list, it's like the average amount is $13,000 per year for one child. You know, we need to fully fund our public schools so we can reduce property taxes for people. And we need to restore union bargaining rights because that will lift wages all across Wisconsin.
And she has ties to Richland County, as I've pointed out before, which I love that about you and your candidacy as well. Very, very quickly, number one issue you're hearing from real people across Wisconsin right now.
Really, honestly, in terms of right now, I don't care where I am in all 72 counties. I hear about housing and childcare. I don't care if it's urban. I don't care if it's rural. I don't care if it's tribal land, suburban. Housing and childcare are just critical needs for Wisconsinites right now. And they want the government to be able to put solutions for us to solve it. And so that's the kind of thing that I'm looking to do is to make real demonstrable change in Wisconsin and actually help everyday Wisconsinites be able not just to survive day to day, but to thrive, to make sure they have food on the table, a roof over their heads. And yes, they can take their kids on vacation once a year.
That was the most interesting part about the Marquette Law School poll to me, not the head-to-heads or whatever of the candidates, all due respect, the issues, what you just said, housing, childcare, the affordability issues. Mm-hmm. And I would think that would bode well for a Democratic candidate for governor. All right, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, thanks for making time for us today and safe travels. As you travel around Wisconsin, you're always welcome back on the show.
Thank you, Todd.
Appreciate you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.